Hello everyone, this is Christina from On Request Magazine, and I'm really excited to talk to you about this artist today. You know, we get a lot of music that comes our way, and so to get truly excited about sharing an artist with everyone, it does say something. You know, not to sound completely jaded here, but you know, it's really nice to have an artist come across our desk that just leaves a lasting impact. So this is, the artist's name is Jared Weiss. And he is recently released a single called Isolated Thunderstorms. There is so much that I want to say about Jared, but you know, I'm going to just read from my actual written review because there's a lot of material here and I think everything needs to be heard. So I just want to throw it out there at this point that Jared Weiss is one to watch for sure. He's not your typical singer-songwriter that walks onto the scene. He's actually a trained vocalist with a bachelor in music and vocal performance from NYU. He also has an extensive background in musical theater off-Broadway with roles in, you know, Rent, The Hair 50th Anniversary, Jesus Christ Superstar, just to name a few. I believe he also was part of a Bob Dylan biopic as well as David Bowie. So, you know, he really can encompass a lot of different styles, which is what we really loved about this entire record. So all that said, listening to his latest release, which was Isolated Thunderstorms, never once felt like a stage performance. It all felt like listening to, you know, a wide variety of genres being played by the same artist. So it was very masterfully done. It's an autobiographical storytelling experience that, you know, every track has its own vibe, to be sure. Isolated Thunderstorms was set out to be a painful truth-telling folk record, but soon it morphed into a genre-bending tour de force of emotions being poured out track after track. As a writer receiving music to check out and review, we usually get a list of the artist's influences. And in Jared's case, I can definitely hear some of his influences throughout, you know, each track on the album. He oozes Bob Dylan on the track Darling Rennie, which is, you know, just such a great track. You can really hear that Bob Dylan and folk-infused influence there on that track. It's really, really solid. And another standout to me is Get Out of My Head. This track in particular, while it doesn't sound like a stage performance per se, it has a theatrical vibe to it. And it reminded me of a band that, you know, may not be on the tips of everyone's tongue, but their name is Ludo, and they just have this great theatrical vibe to them, and that's what I felt when I listened to this track, and it's definitely one of my favorites. Another one, by far, I guess I should say my favorite track, is Can't Remember Your Name. Now, this is where it gets interesting for me, because where, you know, you can sit here and you can hear Ludo or something real theatrical and a definite story on one track, and then you can hear Bob Dylan influences on another track. This one here is like going back in time to the early 70s, listening to Led Zeppelin playing, you know, this, you know, great, you know, mellow guitar riff. I mean, you will have to listen to this track and you will instantly know what I mean. And he definitely does, you know, list Led Zeppelin as an influence. You can pull out all of his influences on this entire record in one way or another, but Can't Remember Your Name is just, to me, the best track on the record. I really loved it. He has spot-on perfect vocals, and, you know, his lyrics, they do stay with you. This was something that was born out of his own turmoil of, you know, losing someone close to you, wanting to, you know, make things work. Just, you can tell there was pain in this record, but it's, you know, definitely told as a story throughout. So I highly recommend Isolated Thunderstorms. It's, like I said, it's an autobiographical confessional. And he has said that it was born out of the need to tell the truth. As Jared states, he says, I threw away the love of my life because I was too sick to care. My mind was warped. I hit rock bottom. What choices did I make to get me to this place of isolation? In order to re-examine the tragic, macabre moments of my life, I first had to embrace them. So, I mean, with that in mind, that tells you about the the passion, about the vibe of this record. And of course, Love and Loss is something that we can all relate to. So he does an exceptional job of telling that story and of, you know, taking you down roads of different artists that, you know, come to your memory when you hear his songs. So something that you definitely should go out, grab, share, play over and over again. So this is Isolated Thunderstorms by Jared Weiss. I will put links to everything in the description so that you can listen to it and find it and grab it wherever you can. Thank you again, everyone, for listening, and we will talk again soon.